We won the evangelicals. We won with young. We won with old. We won with highly educated. We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated. We're the smartest people. We're the most loyal people. And you know what I really am happy about? Because I've been saying it for a long time. 46% with the Hispanics. 46%. Number one with Hispanics.
Donald Trump last night in Nevada touting his first place finish in the Republican presidential caucuses there. It's the third straight contest that Trump has won, and his closest competitors, Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, will need big wins to make up ground next week on Super Tuesday if they want to remain competitive in this race. Joining us for more analysis is Here and Now political analyst and GOP strategist Paris Denard. Paris, welcome back.
Hey, Jeremy, glad to be here.
And this was a big win for Trump. 45% of the vote went to him. If you add up the total of Rubio and Cruz, they're a little bit less than what he got. How much longer can these two other candidates, and not to mention Kasich and Carson, we'll get to them, but how much longer can they continue to split the non-Trump vote before Trump just walks away with the nomination?
You know, cruising with Ted and the Marco momentum got hit by the Trump train once again. And he is on a roll, and it is virtually unstoppable. Pundits before said, you know, Donald Trump is unable to get past this 30% threshold. Well, he changed that last night. Pundits said in the past, Donald Trump is not able to do well on the ground and organize because he doesn't have the infrastructure to do well in the caucus states. Well, he proved them wrong yet again. And so the question for Marco Rubio and for Ted Cruz is simply this. At what point do you stop and say, if I keep losing, how can I be seen as a winner? The donors will respond and the people continue to respond in kind.
Well, and I'm thinking that Ted Cruz is going to his must win will be Texas, his home state, and that is on next Tuesday. And then for Marco Rubio, one would assume it's Florida on March 15th. If they can't win there, where can they make the case that they'll be able to win? But let's listen to Donald Trump here taking aim at Ted Cruz.
He's like a baby compared to some of the people I have to do. He is like a little baby. Soft, weak, little baby by comparison. But for lying, he's the best I've ever seen. He's the best.
And then Cruz shot back at Trump. Here he is on ABC.
And frankly, I'm not willing to gamble my daughter's future with Donald Trump. The truth of the matter is, if Donald became president, nobody knows what the heck he would do. He doesn't know what the heck he would do.
Paris, how is the Republican establishment, if you will, coming to terms with what's going on here, which looks like Trump walking towards the nomination pretty quickly?
Well, but before I get to that, back to your point about Ted Cruz, the issue that Ted Cruz is having is it's the same issue that Hillary Clinton has with her base, which is the issue of authenticity, trust, morals, and values. And so as all of these tricks that he's being and the lies that the other candidates are saying that he's doing continues to mount against him, his erosion amongst the Southern evangelical base continues to be more pronounced. But back to the question that you asked before, and that is, you know, Ted Cruz and Texas and does he have to win it? Is he going to do well? He has to. It's a make or break for him, Jeremy. There's no way of getting around that.
And what about Marco Rubio? Let's listen to him on ABC this morning. He was asked why he hasn't been attacking Donald Trump.
Yeah, I don't understand this. I mean, I know there's this craving in the media for people to attack each other, but I've never been a campaign that attacks people. Now, if I've been attacked, I've responded. And we've set the record straight about policy differences, and I've pointed out the things that Donald is for that I don't agree with. But we'll have a debate on tomorrow night, and if there are policy differences, we're going to talk about those.
Does he need to win something next Tuesday before Florida votes a couple weeks later?
Well, you ask about the GOP establishment and what are they going to do to stop the Trump train. And really, Marco Rubio is the best hope to do that. If they can convince Cruz to bow out, move over to Rubio, maybe he brokers some type of a deal with Kasich, then you can coalesce around one person to take out Donald Trump. But the problem with that scenario is Marco Rubio has got to put some points on the board. When you look at polling right now, Donald Trump is still leading in Florida. And so that's a problem for Marco Rubio. There's talks of him meeting with Jeb Bush at some point soon, if that has not already happened. So maybe there's some type of a deal that they can call, that they can bring together to try to get an endorsement or to have him get him support in that state. But Florida is really something that he has to do, just like Ted Cruz has to do well in Texas. John Kasich has to do well in Ohio.
But when you talk about the idea of somebody making a deal to exit the race, or, you know, gentleman's handshake or whatever, I would love to hear about the last time that happened, that somebody who is still in the race said, I'm going to get out so that I can help you beat this other guy.
Well, Chris Christie did it. He blocked and tackled in that last debate. He said, I'm going to go out in flames, but I'm gonna make sure that Marco Rubio takes a stumble. And it was effective, and he won. So I'm sure that there's talks now to say, how can we do the same thing for Donald Trump?
Well, and of course, I think Chris Christie would have wanted to win New Hampshire when that happened. Just quickly, Paris, how long are Ben Carson and John Kasich going to stick around, do you think?
Jeremy, I don't see a pathway to victory for Ben Carson. I don't see any states that favor him, especially with Ted Cruz being in there and Marco Rubio. And for John Kasich, I think that he does have a pathway to stay in because of Ohio and those states around it, like Michigan. He has a good support there. And if he can hang on, he can do well there. There's a rationale to staying in, but I don't see the rationale for Ben Carson.
Here now, political analyst Paris Denard, a Republican strategist. Paris, thanks so much.
Always my pleasure.